Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's 12:38. This is Dean Richards on 720 WGN. And we're going to get into our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday more or less at this time. One of our favorite Food Time guests, as always, Penny Pollack, the dining editor of Chicago Magazine, who was on the phone line but is not now. She's here. So she's going to be joining us. I thought she was on the telephone. Well, this is exciting. This is like a live reality show. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. We're on the air, so don't swear. The, you know, Penny's famous for her foul mouth around the building. We keep our finger on the panic button anytime that Penny is here.
Sexual harassment.
That's right. Somebody call Roger Ailes. Exactly right. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. I just had a really delicious brunch outside.
Oh.
In Lakeview, Boys Town. It was on Broadway and Roscoe at a place I've never been to, and I'm sure it's been there a long time. Essentia.
I'm not familiar with this.
It's so charming. You know, Broadway is so full of pizza and fried chicken and bakeries.
And a lot of bars and things.
And a lot of bars.
You don't think of it like a great brunch place.
It's a little corner spot, and it's Latino or Mexican influenced. And I had a breakfast wrap that jalapeno and cheese and fresh vegetables and these fried potatoes. It was fabulous.
And where's Essentia, you said, right?
It's on Broadway at the corner of Roscoe.
Oh, okay. All right. No, this is like, you know, she's practically got the food on her blouse this morning. That's how fresh this review is.
That's right.
From the dining editor of Chicago Magazine. And was it uncomfortable to sit outside this morning? It's a little humid outside.
Because it was on the side street, it was okay.
You
think
nice
Broadway would have been bad, but their little outdoor cafe is around the corner on Roscoe, and they had umbrellas, and we were shockingly comfortable.
Oh, good. Because I wondered, a lot of people trying to enjoy the day today, you know, if you're in the right spot and out of the sun and all that, you catch a nice breeze, and it's actually a little bit on the pleasant side outside today.
And I had a, what did they call it? An iced Americano, which was espresso over ice.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite. I have it all the time. I have that all the time. It's my favorite summertime drink. So we asked you to, you know, stop by and talk about some places to go, your favorite places to go for outdoor dining. We you know, try to hit a, you know, and mention a few places every year. I've got my favorites. My favorites tend to be the ones that are not directly on the street. So, you know, a CTA bus roaring past me while I'm trying to eat. Although, there are some, I like courtyards. I like, you know, places like that where, you know, if I close my eyes for a second, I can imagine I'm on vacation someplace.
I got a bunch of those.
Tell me about them, won't you?
All right. Since we're old friends. Piccolo Sonio, which is at Halsted in Milwaukee.
Right.
It's Italian. It has a lovely garden. Tony Priolo does wood-grilled meats and fishes and handmade pastas, and it's a lovely garden setting. Oh, have you been to the Duck Inn? I think it's Bridgeport.
It is in Bridgeport. I have not been, but I've had so many people tell me how much they love. It's the Duck, D-U-C-K-I-N-N.
Correct.
The Duck Inn. Tell me about this place.
This is also, corner spaces are in. I think this has been a tavern spot for decades. And I think it's been there about a year now. The front room is tavern and very 50s feeling. And then there's actually doors that close off the dining room. So there's a little noise control. But behind there is a side garden. And in the dining room, you can watch all these ducks go around on the rotisserie. And it's so good. It's so much fun. And the skin is all crispy and the meat is all juicy.
Interesting concept.
And it's casual.
Yeah.
What I'm liking these days is that the middle is growing. There's a lot of places that have really nice upscale casual food.
Yeah.
You don't have to go either to a Linea
yeah.
or a hot dog stand.
Right. Something in the middle that's worth, you know, where you don't have to get dressed up.
Exactly.
You don't have to, you know, get a second mortgage on your house.
That too. You can leave your gold card at home.
You can leave your gold card at home for those things. But like, besides the delicious duck with the crispy skin, and is there anything better than that? That's delicious. What are some of the other things that you would recommend there?
Everything. I'm blanking out, I gotta admit to you,
yeah.
Dean. I'm still on,
so you
my,
had the, you
I'm
had
still
the
on my breakfast wrap. I go there for the duck.
Now Penny is in a tryptophan face right now.
I'm a duck au vin.
So you are so you had the duck when you
I
went
do
there,
go there for the duck.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I know. They have an elaborate Chicago oat dog. That's a lot of fun.
What does that mean?
It means it's a Chicago, it's a hot dog done Chicago style, but it's really big and it's really gussied up.
Okay, all right. So that's kind of true to the blue collar influence of Bridgeport.
Exactly.
Of the roots of Bridgeport, yet also kind of the upscaling of Bridgeport as well. What are some of your other favorite outdoor places?
Well, I'm going to get back to gardens in a second, but you cannot ignore Randolph Street.
Right.
The whole street is like a block party. It's one after the other after the other. And the other night, I ate at Maud's Liquor Bar, which has been there for several years now. And I was delighted. You know, sometimes things are so hip and so popular that you back off.
Right.
And I hadn't been there for a while. And we ate outside, and I had salmon tartare.
Yum.
That really put me in a trance.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
And crab legs and oysters, ooh. And it was perfect on a summer night. And what, that's Watch the World Walk By.
Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, that is some serious people watching.
Exactly.
Up and down Milwaukee Avenue. You know what I want to do? I'm going to take a break. When we come back, if we have time to talk about more gardens, that's great. But I want to get some ideas from you. Rooftop restaurants and rooftop dining is all the rage
right now.
It's
the rage.
It is completely the rage. Let's talk about that. Dining outside on the roof of buildings when we come back with Penny Pollock. Our Food Time show on the air right now. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show with Penny Pollock, the dining editor of Chicago Magazine, talking outdoor dining today. So many great spots. As Penny mentioned to me during the break, Chicagoans love their outdoor dining. Because we only have like 3 days where we can eat outside.
I know. But you can eat outdoor at a hot dog stand. You can eat outdoor right here at Howells and Hood on the 401
Tribune
Plaza.
Tower, right?
Every place that has food seems to have gone for the outdoor arena, which is fabulous. And it is. I mean, Chicagoans love to be outdoors when they can.
Yeah, and we're talking about some of our favorite places. But I want to touch base and talk about rooftop dining, because that has become all the rage
right now.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, I'm looking right out of the window where we're sitting here at the London House, which has just been revamped, remodeled,
reopened.
That's
got to be like the hottest rooftop in Chicago right now, right?
I wish that this weren't radio, but you can all look it up on your computer screens. Yeah. The view from the 13th floor of the Chicago River is unbelievable. I think they're calling it LH for London House. Oh, and I love the elevators. You program, I know this is a diversion, but you program the floor you're going on before you get into the elevator.
On your phone?
No, on this thing on the wall by the
elevator. A panel on the wall? You mean, so you, like, instead of just
Once you're in, I'm not sure what happens if you've pressed the wrong outdoor.
So instead of an up or down button, you
push. Put the floor you want to go
to. I'm going to 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It's different. But the view from that 21st floor, I think it is stunning. One way is the river, and one way is the Tribune Tower and the Wrigley Building skyscraper, and even on one corner you can see a snippet of the lake.
Yeah, it's an amazing spot, which is basically Michigan Avenue, and it's a little bit west of Michigan Avenue on Wacker, but it's right there.
It's right there.
Within steps if you go
there. It's pricey.
I was going to ask, do you go there just to have a drink, or do you go up there to have a meal?
My husband, as I call him, Mr. D, for dining.
He is the recipient of some excellent... Yeah,
he loves my job.
Yeah, of course he does.
So we stopped up there on a Saturday or a week or so ago, and we were just going to look at the view, and of course we sat down and we had a couple of... We each had a seafood appetizer, I think something with crab and something with tuna, and we each had a drink, and it was $90 for the two of us.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
And I would definitely take an out-of-town guest up there. I'd feed them first.
Yeah, just go up and have a drink.
Water. But it is
go up and have a drink of water.
But the view is spectacular, and to be there at sunset is quite romantic.
Yeah, I've seen the space from a friend's condo that's nearby that looks right over at it. And it looks spectacular. I haven't gone up there, but I'm glad to know that it's $90. So.
Did they charge you to...
They did not charge me to be on their balcony, but I think you may have just given them the idea. What other rooftops do you like?
I like Green River, which is an odd location. It's actually in a medical building in the Northwestern Hospital Complex. And forget that. You know, just go in the side door on Erie, take the elevator... And they have a lovely, spectacular terrace. And what's great is it's an entirely different view of the city. There you've got the lake, and you've got the buildings heading south, and they have a fantastic hamburger. As far as drinks, their drink menu is it's leather-bound, and every drink has... a long story, like you think you're going to be taking your college boards afterwards. Huh. But it's kind of interesting, and they're all linked to something very Chicago.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of fun. Talking about a great burger, and this is completely off the track of rooftops.
I love that.
Have you been to the restaurant that's in the new Restoration Hardware
building? Yes, it's Brendan Sadikoff.
It's the former Three Arts building in this Gold Coast area, Streeterville, Gold Coast-ish area. A spectacular store as a Restoration Hardware, but it's an old courtyard building that they've enclosed, and on the bottom level of this courtyard is their restaurant that's amazing.
It's called Anyway, and it's not so far off of outdoor dining because you feel like you're in an outdoor setting. Yeah. There's the original fountain in the middle that's probably 100 years old. And it's all, what are those glass ceilings called? It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's called the Three Arts Club Garden Cafe. Three Arts Club. But when somebody said, let's go to dinner at
Restoration,
I was like, what are you talking about? And I can't tell enough people about this.
I know.
Now.
Well, you'll buy a table. They'll move it over.
You have a couple of glasses of wine there, and suddenly I just bought a whole living room worth of stuff. It's actually pretty genius. Somebody texting in and asking, what is the address of the Duck Inn that you raved about? It's 2701 South Eleanor Street. It's near like 27th and Archer, just for a big street that's near it. But the exact address, 2701 South Eleanor. Give me a couple of other favorite spots.
I don't think you can talk about outdoor dining in Chicago without mentioning North Pond. It's in Lincoln Park. I think that you actually sit like where the French doors open up, which is kind of nice because sometimes gardens can be too gardeny almost.
Yeah.
But you have the outdoor experience. You're at the tip of the North Pond. The food is spectacular. And it's, I mean, what's nicer than being inside, actually sitting nestled in Lincoln Park in the summer?
Yeah, you're in the park. And not crazy pricey, right?
It's up medium to high.
It's not a linear expansion.
It's not a linear. It's not Grace. Well, I could go on and on about what it isn't. But it's really lovely. And Bruce Sherman, who is the owner chef for years, which I think is unusual these days. So many restaurants are going into group expansion.
Right.
Bruce has stuck with North Pond, and it's always a different menu. And he also spearheaded the local movement with Farm to Table.
In my never-ending quest to go to every single Greek restaurant in the Midwest, I went to a place for the first time I had never been before in Niles called Plateia. It's a beautiful outdoor space, really, really great outdoor space. My number one is still Psistaria.
Oh, everyone loves that place. It's
food,
on Tui Avenue?
It's right off the expressway. It's half a block off the Eden's Express, just east of the expressway.
I see it on my way to New York Bagel and Bialy.
That's right across the street. It's right across. You have dinner for and get your have
your
Greek food for
fits.
Dinner. You pick up some bagels
for
tomorrow
morning.
Exactly. It's right across the street.
It's a twofer.
That's my favorite. The food is amazing there. But this Plateia, it's just talk about a lovely outdoor spot. I'm recommending that one as well.
You know that Saganaki, the flaming cheese, was invented in Chicago.
At the Parthenon restaurant. Good old Parthenon on North Halsted Street. Exactly right. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
For interrupting your breakfast and coming in. Penny Pollack, dining editor, Chicago Magazine. We'll wrap things up next on WGN.